this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Londoners held a vigil at Trafalgar Square on Thursday to remember victims of Wednesday's attack on Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan told those gathered that they will never be cowed by terrorism.
We come together as Londoners tonight to remember those who've lost their lives and all those affected by the horrific attack yesterday, but also to send a clear message. Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd and Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Craig Mackey also attended and lighted candles in memory of those killed and injured. Nigel Perscoe and his wife Elizabeth were among the crowd.
So we have just come out to sympathise and to pay our very small respects to those who have been injured and those who have died.
On Wednesday, a knife-wielding attacker identified as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud drove an SUV down Westminster Bridge, mowing down pedestrians before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. Massoud was shot dead by police. Dozens of people remain injured at London hospitals. A Frenchman of North African origin was arrested in Antwerp, Belgium, Thursday after he allegedly drove his car at high speed toward a crowd in the city's main shopping district. No one was injured. Police later arrested a man suspected of being the driver. Belgian prosecutors said in a statement police found knives in the vehicle and a canister of an unknown substance that was checked by bomb disposal. This is VOA News. The White House says the House of Representatives will vote Friday morning on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, as Republicans were still striving to find more yes votes. A vote was originally set for Thursday night, but was put off when House leaders determined there were not enough votes to pass it. Congressman Mark Meadows, the leader of the far-right House conservative bloc known as the Freedom Caucus, said after meeting with President Donald Trump that they failed to reach agreement on exactly how to repeal Obamacare.
If we can make sure that there is an adequate safety net, that pre-existing conditions are taken care of, where truly premiums start to go down for moms and dads, that's what it's all about. And I can tell you that that's what I heard over and over again was, does this bill actually lower premiums significantly enough to make a real difference for people that are struggling to pay for health care?
Although Republicans hold a majority in both houses of Congress, passing the bill is far from certain. Conservatives oppose it because it does not go far enough. Moderates fear too many Americans would lose health insurance. Friday marks the United Nations World Tuberculosis Day, aimed at raising awareness of a disease that kills an estimated 1.8 million people every year. The World Health Organization's Global TB Program Director, Mario Raviglione, says that no country is immune from the disease.
You cannot eliminate a disease like TB, you know, thinking that you build walls or you isolate your country. TB is an airborne disease, travels by air. So you have a Boeing 747 that leaves, you know, Malawi tonight, and it comes to Switzerland tomorrow morning, and there you go. So it has to be faced from a global perspective.
Six countries account for nearly two-thirds of the cases, including India, Indonesia, China, Nigeria, Pakistan, and South Africa. The U.S. Senate's leading Democrat, Charles Schumer of New York, says he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Schumer said that he will lead a filibuster against Judge Neil Gorsuch.
His nomination will have a cloture vote. He will have to earn 60 votes for confirmation. My vote will be no, and I urge my colleagues to do the same.
Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and to approve his nomination. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.